The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was our Ascension Sunday. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17, where the Apostle Paul writes, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." My dear friends in Christ, this reading is a unique one because the Apostle Paul, he wrote this letter to the Ephesian Christians to encourage them, to build them up, because they were down in the dumps. They were depressed when Paul was in prison. So actually, if you think about it, it really should have been the reverse, that the Ephesians were cheering up Paul, but Paul was the one who was giving them the encouragement. He was doing that. He wrote here, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And what an encourager Paul was. How often do we thank God for our fellow Christians? And, well, as I'm doing this devotion, I'm alone here in our church. But think about those times when you're in church with your fellow Christians and you look around the congregation and see the different people who are there with you worshiping. How often do we thank God for those fellow Christians? Appreciate the fact that they're there with us, that they can encourage us, we can encourage them, that there are brothers and sisters in Christ. But now, Paul's praying for his fellow Christians there, that they would, thanking God for those fellow Christians. But he also prays here for those fellow Christians that they would all know God better. Paul said, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." Why would we or our fellow Christians need to know God better? We know who God is. We know that God is our Heavenly Father who created all things, who, when we sinned, he sent his Son into the world to be our Savior. And we know the Holy Spirit. We know that he's the one that God the Father sends to us, that, well, Jesus sends to work on our hearts through the Word of God to make us believing children of God. Well, we know those facts, but could we know him better? And the answer to that always is, of course, yes, we could know him better. And so we pray, Lord, help us to know you better. And as we're growing in our faith, what's always going to be the case is we're always going to be better equipped to face life's trials and troubles. And as we grow in God's grace and love, well, we're going to be filled more with God's grace and love so that we can show God's grace and love more to the people around us. And you know what it's like when our faith is weak, when we don't feel strong. Well, then what happens is that we can struggle more. We can feel as if God has left us on our own, and that's never the case, of course. But as we grow in our faith, as we know God better, then we know that God is always with us just as he promised. He may not always remove all of the problems and troubles that we face in this life, and, well, it's not a he may not always. There are trials and troubles we're going to face in the course of this life, but he'll always be with us to help us through those trials and troubles, and he'll always be with us making sure that everything in our lives as his believing children, that it's always working out for our eternal good. Knowing God better means that we know that that's who our God is. Someone who's always with us, always working out things for our eternal good. The story isn't told of this poor farmer who worked this small parcel of land, and well, as a result of working that small parcel of land, he was able to provide for himself and his family, but it required so much work and so much sweat and so much toil. Well, he took care of his family, but then what happened is, after he died, his eldest son became the new owner of the farm property, and what happened is that he found traces of gold on the property. He found traces of gold on his property, and when he found the traces of gold with a little bit more digging, he found a vein of immense value. And now, if you think about it, the farmer, the dad, and the son, they both owned the same piece of property, and ultimately both of them had the same wealth. One didn't realize it, one did realize it, right? But now if you think about that story just a little bit, that piece of ground is actually very much like our God. It's very much like our God because we truly are eternal blessed to know that He loves us. But only as we keep digging into God's Word do we really get to know how spiritually blessed we really are with God's grace and love. And it's as we dig into that Word of God more and more that we find that spiritual vein of gold. We better learn that with God's help, we can fight the good fight of faith and be given the eternal victory that Christ has won for us. And so again, what we say is, Lord, help us to know You better so that we enjoy more and more of Your blessings. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help me always to see my need to know You better. If we're in church or Bible class or in our Bibles regularly, help us not to think that we know all we need to know about You and that others have the problems. Lord, rather help me to know You better. Lord, help us all to know You better. Help us to see the problem of our sin and the solution in Jesus, our Savior, in His grace and love. In His name we pray. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.